This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, right. Good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The starting point is the halacha shiur, Hilchos Brachos. So if you've got the handout, this is page 4. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golkwood@gmail.com and I will happily send you the handout. So we're up to paragraph 4 and we're almost about to start learning the actual halachas of Hilchos Brachos. But this is still the hakdama. Just one final point that we didn't yet mention, and that is the importance of learning Hilchos Brachos. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Interestingly, Brachos Lamed Hei Omad Aleph Omer Rava says the Gemara over there. Rava says Yelech Etzel Chacham Meikara VeYilamdenu Brachos. A person should go to Talmud Chacham and learn Brachos. Says the Ritva, Lachain. The Ritva there it's in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Ois Aleph. Lachain Techilas Kaldova Royu Adam Lilmoid VeLamid Lebonav VeTalmidav Say the Brachos. The first learning should be Brachos. Why is it so important? So take a look at the Marsha on that Gemara. Loika Amahachi, when it says Yelech Etzel Chacham Meikarav Yilamdenu Brachos, it's imperative to go to a Chacham to learn Brachos. Loika Amahachi Eleva Birchas Hanehenin. There are different types of Brachos, and we're referring to Birchas Hanehenin, Brachos you make on pleasure, literally. Food, things like that. The Bashar Brachos Hakvus, but other Brachos which are fixed, Im Limdu, Im Lomdei, Pa Machas, if one learns it once, Shapir. I know the Bracha on, Lulav is Al Natilas Lulav or whatever it may be, Ein Mokum Litos. There's no real room for error. Avo Bebrachos Hanenin, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, to Yesh Kama Shinuyim Bebrachos Rishonis, or Bebrachos Rishonis of Achronis, there's very many details and differences in the bracha rishena, in the bracha achrena, lefi hamin, according to the thing you're eating, for kama sveikos, and there are many debates, discussions, and questions. Shenoflu bohem de imshina lo yotza. If you get it wrong, you haven't been yotza, and lo birach klal. It's as if you haven't made a bracha at all. For hare zem moal, it's spiritual trespass. If a person eats without making a bracha, it's me'ila. Me'ila is as if you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam ha-bracha she-birach hi-levatola. Moreover, you can make a bracha levatola. V'al kein yelech etzel chacham. Therefore, a person should go to a chacham. V'ilamdeinu pam achapam ad she-yeh boki bohen. And to review it and go over it and over it until a person is expert in them. Me'in ha-bracha. The Kal Lahovin, it's easy to understand. So, therefore, you see the Gemara in Brachos stressing the importance of being proficient in all areas of halacha, but particularly when it comes to Hilchos Brachos. So, that we've discussed various hakdomas. Let's throw ourselves into it. The first two points, this is page 4, paragraph 5. The first two points are from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur in Simon Nun, Sif Gimel, says the following: what is the procedure for making a bracha? So this may be familiar, but it's good review. Hadava shemavarchin olav, the item on which you are making a bracha, la'ochle, whether it's to eat it, or lishtoise, or to drink, or lahariachbo, or even to smell it, or lasis by mitzvah, or to do a mitzvah, lulav, shofar, etc. Tzorich sheyikach oisa kodim habracha biyad yaminai. You should hold the item in your right hand. So you've got the apple, you've got the coffee, the shofar, hold it in your right hand. Think what bracha you're about to make. That when you say the Hashem part, the Shem Hashem of the bracha, Shehu Ikah bracha, which is the central part of the bracha, Yeda Ma Shemisayim Vivarech. You know what the ending is. It's not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You know what is this? You should know the ending of the bracha when you say the Shem Hashem at the beginning of the bracha. Vim Loyach Suklal. Now, if you didn't hold on to it at all, but the apple, but it's on the table in front of you, yotza, which means b'di'evet, after the fact, you made the bracha in that way, you're yotza. But l'chatchila, ideally, you should actually be holding the item in your right hand when you make the bracha. But, avol, im lo hoya lefonov klal kashabirich, but if it wasn't in front of you at all, and l'shehevir lo'achakach, but it was brought to you afterwards, Af al pi shebeshas habrocha is a daiter love. You may have had in mind on it lo yotze v'tzorich l'varach shenis. So if you just make a bracha and then it was brought to you, then that would not be good. That would not be good enough, and therefore you would not be yotze your bracha. You'd have to make a bracha again. So That's point number one. To make sure to hold it in your right hand.
Right-handed, assuming you're right-handed and left-handed.
Right, correct. So for lefties, they would hold in their left hand. There's the discussion about that, the different reasons, and if it's for, there are different reasons. We want to have a show on, maybe it's time to review it at some point. But lefty and halacha is a fascinating area. But anyway, we can explore it, but that would be correct. Okay, now, next one. Don't know the bracha. So this is also a bit of a myth. Next paragraph. This is Simon Nun Sif based in the Kitza. Af al shbedi evet im to'o birich shakol al kol dovo. If bedi evet, one made a mistake, and after the fact you made a shehakol on something, afilu al pas a yayin, even on bread or wine, yotzo bedi evet. Now, that means, for some reason, why, how, I don't know, but a person picks up an apple and said shehakol niyabidvarei, and eats it, but the evet is yaitza. So too with bread. You know, you get the bar mitzvah boy, he's making the bracha for the first time, and the video camera is rolling, and he, you know, he gets a bit flustered, and he says, bracha to Hashem, shehakol niyabidvarei, eat it. But the evet yo yaitza, because it's the cover all bracha. But here's the important thing. Lechatchila asus lasus kein. But that, of course, is not ideal. And it's tzorich lilmoid lahoven eiz bracha yivarech. You've got to figure out what the bracha is. And if you're not sure what the bracha is, shahakal is not going to help you. It's only a b'di'evet. After you've went and made the bracha, it covers you. But lechatchila, you've got to find out. Tzorich lahoven eiz bracha yivarech al kol min v'min. Avach b'dova she'i'ev shele lizbarim eiz minu. When does shahakal help? If it's impossible to know, for example, the poskim themselves are uncertain what the bracha is. And for whatever reason, you can't come down and say, this is the bracha. Then that situation would help you. And if you can try and do it in the meal to avoid the whole problem, that is preferred. So shahakal is not something you use generally when you're in doubt. If you're in doubt, you find out. 99 times out of 100, you can find out what the bracha is. So, you know, you don't say that pineapple, right? Pineapple, I'm not sure. Is it ho'etz? Is it hadoma? I'll tell you what, I make a shahakal. No, find out what it is. It's hadoma, by the way. When does shahakal help? Either b'di'evet, after you went and made the bracha for whatever reason, then b'di'evet, you don't have to make a bracha again. But ideally, you have to try and find out. Or if there's the poskim of Masupak, then perhaps then it could work then. Okay, two more points. Number three is a Rashi in Brachas Mem Zayin. Rashi says that lo yizrek bracha mepiv, the Gemara says. Says Rashi, b'mehiris. One should not throw out literally the bracha too quickly. Shadayma alav kamaso. That it's seen like a burden. That it's this burden I've got to do. Now, how long does it take to make a bracha on your coffee? So some say the time it takes for you to lift it up to put it to your mouth. That's how long the bracha lasts. That should not be that case. Lo yizrek bracha mepiv, says in the Mishnah Brura, Kamesh Amr Chazal, quoting that Gemara in Brachas, Lo yizrek habracha mepiv, Ella says in the Mishnah Brura, Yechavein be'ez ha'amir v'yivarech benachas. That a person should think what he's saying at the time, and make the bracha slowly and gently. It's easy to learn these things. The hard thing is to put into practice. It's we're guilty. We make brachas many, many times a day, Baruch Hashem, but it's a training to try and really slow and to focus on what we're saying. Now, last point for today. Ideally, to say it out loud. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reishvav, Sif Gimel, Kol Elu HaBrocha Sarech Shele Yafsik Ben Brocha L'Achila. You should not make a gap, a hefsek, between the bracha and actual eating, says the Rama. Yosem ichdei dibur. More than a kdei dibur is the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Moiri, 2 or 3 seconds, not very long. V'tzorich lashmiya la'oznav. And moreover, your bracha should be audible, that you can hear the bracha being said. V'im lo ishmiya la'oznav, yotza. If you didn't hear it, you are yotze. Ubilvad sheyotzi bisvosov. So long as you actually, it comes out of your mouth. In other words, if you just think a bracha, which sometimes we are guilty of, you just think a bracha, that's no good. Ideally, you've got to actually say it in a loud voice that you can hear yourself make the bracha. But the middle level is that if you say it, but you can't quite hear it, but sort of your lips have sort of moved, then b'dieved that's okay, but not to just think a bracha. So ideally, lechatchila, one should say it should be tzorich lahashmir laozno, that you can actually hear yourself say the bracha. If your lips b'vatshe yotzi b'sosov, that b'dieved is okay, but just to think something without your lips moving, then that would not work. The Mishnah Berurah says v'hu adin b'chol sha brachas. True with all brachas, yargil loyma b'kol rom. A person should train himself to do it in a loud voice, ki hakol ma'ira hakavona. Because doing it in a loud voice is ma'ira kavona, that helps stimulate kavona and to help you focus on what you're doing. I know people who are very incredibly learned, some of the greats in America, and one Rosh Shiva I've got in mind, that he benches out loud, you hear every single word. Literally every single word, and he's not embarrassed to do it. Regardless of where he is, he would always bench out loud, slowly, b'kavona. It's very inspiring to see. And if he can do it, then certainly it's something we can aspire to. Okay, Mr. Hashem, will continue on this next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.